B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
To give us some more insight on this and more, from Clearwater, Florida, our friend from NBC Sports Philadelphia, John Clark, joins us right now. John, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's everybody in Philly today?
Everybody in Philly's feeling pretty good, my man. Now, I don't think they're feeling as good as you. And you haven't been, this hasn't been a secret. The little Costa Rica trip and then right to Clearwater, Florida. Is that how it happened?
It's kind of crazy. I was at the Super Bowl for a week, then Costa Rica for a week, and now Clearwater for a week. But hey, look, working really hard down here in Clearwater and then working hard at the Super Bowl, so I know it's a lot of sun, but there's a lot of work involved.
Oh, I know. And if anyone's hustling, John, I know that it's you, my friend. Now, you're there in Clearwater, and the big talk from yesterday was the first thing out of the gate was their first full squad workout. Gene Segura is at third place, or at third base. What's going on there?
Well, I asked Joe Girardi about that because I think it'll wind up being Segura at second because he's never played third, and then Scott Kingery at third, and Joe Girardi said they wanted to see Gene at third because they know he can play second. He's played second before. They wanted to give him a look at third. So I don't think it's any indication that Gene Segura is going to play third base. It was just to get him a look.
Okay.
So Joe Girardi said they're going to figure this all out. But my guess is that you'll see Gene Segura at second and Kingery at third because Segura is most comfortable at second.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously so is Scott Kingery,
yeah.
But they have Gene Segura here for a little bit. Now, I'm of the school that if you could play third, if you could play shortstop, you can play pretty much anywhere you want on the infield. Any indication how Gene Segura fared in his first exposure to third base?
Well, you know, when they called him and told him they were making the deal, signing D.D. Gregorius, they told him to take grounders at second and third. And look, he has said to us yesterday that never played third. He did take some grounders in the offseason, but second can kind of help your body. It can help you rest. You can kind of lay back on some balls. You don't have to get the ball out so quick because obviously it's a shorter distance to first base. So it really sounds to me like he wants to play second base. Third base, it looked like a couple times he struggled to throw the ball from third to first. A couple were in the dirt, but that's natural. I mean, that's the furthest you're going to throw the ball across the diamond. So I think it's a learning experience for him.
Speaking with John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia from Clearwater, Florida. John, the other part of this is that you have covered, I mean, just in recent memory, I mean, you've covered a lot of different spring trainings. Charlie Manuels, Ryan Sandberg, Pete McCannon, Gabe Kapler, and now Joe Girardi. Do you sense a different atmosphere with Joe Girardi? Is it like anything else, or is it completely different?
I got to be honest with you, Mark. Being down in the sun of Florida, I can see why every single team thinks they have a shot, you know, honestly, because you're out in the sun. It's a break from the winter, and there's hope, and you try to find hope everywhere, and that's what everybody does at spring training. Oh, we got a shot this year. Now, with this camp, look, I mean, I thought guys were, you know, be bold with Gabe Kapler. I thought that they were into it. I don't think anybody had a real big problem with Gabe Kapler. Some of the players did. So it's really hard for me to say that it's any different than other spring trainings. But I would say there was a lot more energy yesterday in the first full squad workout when you have all the position players there. And Joe Girardi made it a little fun when they were doing base running drills. He had them do their fun home run trots. And, you know, so he's trying to keep it loose and have fun. And Joe Girardi's authentic. That's the one thing. He is so authentic. He's comfortable in his own skin. He builds relationships. He's a tremendous family man with his kids. So I think that people buy into Joe Girardi right away because he's done this in the biggest market. He's won World Series as a player and manager, and he's authentic. So I think that he has cachet coming in, you know, where Gabe Kapler didn't.
Real quick, players were practicing their home run trots around the bases?
Yeah. I mean, you got to make spring training fun.
Sure.
It's you're down here for a while, and it's tedious work sometimes. You're going back to fundamentals, and you got to make it fun.
John, we've seen pictures of Kingery, Riamuto. They're all swolled up, looking good. But I want to know, if talking to anybody down there and what you've seen so far since you've been down there, what's the word on Andrew McCutchen? Does it seem like he's really okay, ready to go? Or do you kind of get the feeling, well, they might be rushing it a little bit?
Well, and I think that's probably the biggest question, because you saw how they started last year. I think Gene Segura was hitting like 350 or something, and Andrew McCutchen and Segura were like one of the top 1-2 punches atop the lineup, and the team was 500 with Andrew McCutchen. Then he goes down, and it completely changed the lineup. Yeah. Gene Segura told us that he really was down the rest of the year, and he was feeling bad because of what happened. So I think that's the biggest key, is having a healthy Andrew McCutchen. And right now, he has no limitations, but he can't do everything 100%. Some things he has to back off a little bit, and his mind is jumping into everything, but his body can't follow sometimes. He's only 8 months out of surgery, and if you look back at Carson Wentz, Carson was 9.5 months when he actually played. So right now, Andrew says the plan is for him to be ready for opening day. Don't know if he can play every single game this year. I would doubt it. But I would say it's looking positive, and he's where he needs to be. But there's certain little things that he has to back off on.
Yeah, and then, John, if you don't, and Jamie Lynch made a great point this morning about how much McCutchen meant, just as you did. But what is their backup plan when he doesn't play? And God forbid, should there be a reoccurrence of something? He's not going to go, I don't think, the 150 games that you slot him to be. But what's your backup plan as far as a leadoff hitter?
Well, so you're looking at some of the things they had to do last year. You've got Jay Bruce, who can play left field. He's a lefty bat. You've got Adam Haseley in center field. He can play left sometimes. Then maybe Kingery would have to move out to center. Roman Quinn can play some center. And look, I like Roman Quinn as a player. I really do. He provides such great energy with his speed. He just has to stay healthy,
yeah.
And he has to make contact and not strike out and hit better for average. But I do think that they have plans in place, with Jay Bruce, Haseley, Kingery, and Roman Quinn out in the outfield.
Who's your leadoff hitter, though, if McCutchen is out of the lineup?
It's a good question. Maybe Roman Quinn. If he can get on base, he can steal a bag or two. He can disrupt on the base pass. So I think that's a possibility. Yeah.
Speaking with John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia. John, I want to switch gears with you real quick. Were you able to follow into the All-Star game on Sunday night?
You know what? I followed some of your tweets. I followed a lot of tweets from everybody else. I saw the second half. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, the fourth quarter especially was pretty great. The only thing that really rubbed me the wrong way over All-Star weekend was Charles Barkley kind of laughing at the idea of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and the idea of them not being, besties, if you will. And when Charles was laughing at it and made the joke, when the comment was made about, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will go against each other this weekend, and Charles chimed in with, yeah, it's not going to be that different from the regular season, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I am not one that is rooting for this to fall apart. I'm one that's rooting for this to be successful.
Yeah, I think we all are. I mean, there were a couple teammates that Charles didn't like or get along with, right? Charles Shackleford, some other guys.
But, sure.
Yeah, I think the Sixers' whole season and future rests on this. And they don't have to be best friends off the court. They don't hang out together. But you need to develop better chemistry on the court. I think hopefully maybe this was a good time for them to get some time together. There were some festivities that they were at. They sent out a lot of pictures together on social media afterwards. So let's hope that they realize this. And there's a better second half coming up here.
Mm. All right, John. Always great catch up.
You don't sound convinced.
No, I think their best basketball is still in front of them. And I still think I think a couple of weeks ago we were saying first round exit, some people. I still think that they have a great chance at Eastern Conference Finals. I think they have a shot at the final. They figure this out, they can take care of business. If JoJo and Ben are playing motivated basketball, then I think we're taking a couple of steps forward. And Josh Richardson is healthy now. So I'm more optimistic than I think most when it comes to the Sixers team. Real quick, just as far as the Phillies go again, what's the plan for today? Back to workouts, what's going on?
Yeah, another full squad workout today. And I think this lineup can be really, really, really good if Andrew McCutchen is healthy and Rhys Hoskins with his new setup with the hands being lower, if he can get back to who he was, I think this lineup can be potent. It's all going to come down to that starting pitching 3, 4, 5. Can they have stability there? And of course, the bullpen.
Absolutely. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia. There is no better social media follow in Philadelphia media than John Clark. I can tell you that right now. Yeah, you're the man. John, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate it.
See you guys.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.